right, all right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode here on Exotica TV. We got another happy hour-ish for you. I am your host, Jay, director of everything else, but the man, the myth, the legend, the director of operations over here, my co-host, Mr.
Dan. I do everything. What do you do?
Should I switch these? Should I just switch the name tags?
You should.
Do you know what? You can have both of them. You just, there you
Jay
go.
Dan.
See, there you go. I heard it. Dan, what a week, Dan. What a goddamn week. I feel like my life is complete again. The world is starting to spin. The show is happening. The real show, Exotica, the real show. You know, that little convention that we've done for the last like 15 years. I was on the phone all week. I was on emails flying, email blasts going out, social media stuff flying.
Zoom.
It's fucking nice to be back, man. It is nice to be back. How are you holding up, Dan?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You look my excited face. Can you tell?
Yeah. No, I can tell because just the little corners turned up.
I don't want to like smile too much because right before we went on air, so it's Friday. So there's good things happening. I got my weed.
Yep.
I got my margarita.
Oh, nice.
And Twizzlers.
Oh, God, no. I thought you were going to say you got your prostate exam, but, you know.
I did that yesterday. So I went for my first physical yesterday, and I don't want to say how long. Oh, it's been a couple of years.
Are you leaky?
And I had a fucking, yes, I am. My ass is leaking as we speak. And the bottom line was, Jay, you got to get your prostate checked now.
No, no.
You go to the doctor. Over 40, dude, isn't it?
No, it's not over 40. It's like over like 165.
It's over 40, Jay.
So like no, that's right 40. Where you fall.
All right, well.
It's not over 40.
That part wasn't fun.
No, I think
my EKG was normal.
I think it's 50, right? 45 maybe? I don't know.
My doctor actually, even though I hadn't seen this doctor for 7 years, he remembered me so well. I don't know if it was my ass.
It totally was.
My butthole or... It definitely was my butthole, but he said it before. He's there. Wait, I remember you. You're the one who does those adult conventions, that Exotica thing in Jersey, right? I'm like, that would be me.
No, it was the butthole. It was, I mean, you you have a very distinct butthole, Dan. Let's not discount that.
It's shaped like a heart. I have a heart shaped butthole.
Okay. That kind of seems like the tip might like do some damage.
I don't know. I have
a square
peg in a heart shaped butthole.
So Dan, how does working a full 40 weeks feel, or 40 hours a week feel to you now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I honestly, during pandemic, I have been working, you know, 40 hour plus weeks.
Work and working are two totally different things.
No, but I do other things, Jay. You got to remember that. And I'm a single dad, so I got kids I got to deal with. You just pawn them off on your fucking wife.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't know where they are right now, but
I got to cook. I got to clean. I got other things. I got to make sandwiches.
Dude, it must be me because I... Pre-pandemic, like especially when shows were ripping, I was so used to like I'd be at the office at, you know, normal time, work all day, go home, eat dinner, come back to the office, work through the night, get up, repeat. Dude, 4 o'clock comes now and I'm just like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Like I'm like weak from not working.
I know it's almost summer because the sun starts blaring in from like my windows in here, down here in my bunker and it like shines off my head and the stuff being, you know, my pictures behind me.
No, it's just your head.
But anyway, but you know what? Speaking of shining, Jay.
What
speaking
Dan?
Of shining,
yes.
We have two shining stars that are joining us tonight. Chat money penny. But we got one with this song was written about 100%. We had it fact checked.
Yep, they confirmed.
And but anyway, let's please welcome to the show all the way from Europe. I don't know if we could say what country she's in, but Sabrina Knight and Kiki Clout. I was letting I tied it perfectly. What's up, ladies?
Hey.
So Sabrina, you are it's actually night where you are right now.
Oh, it's like deep night.
That's correct. Deep night.
Very dark. What time is it there right now? You're in Barcelona, right?
Yes, that's correct. And it's 11 p.m. So it's deep, dark night right here.
Six hours.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's past half the hour. It's almost past fall there.
Usually,
and Kiki,
we're complaining because, or at least some of our guests complain because we're drinking it because it's like 5 o'clock here on the East Coast. and you guys are stuck drinking at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever.
But Sabrina's Miami, right?
now on the Sabrina's now
I'm
on
in
the other
Miami
side.
Right now.
Oh man!
Last time I talked to you guys, I was in LA, but now I'm in Miami.
Permanently? Well, permanently. For
I
now?
Live here.
Okay.
I just travel back and forth to LA to work.
The exotic
I was working
dancer
in
show.
LA.
Okay.
Are you going to the stripper show down there?
Wait, what stripper show?
There's a stripper show like May 23rd through 26th, the Exotic Dancer Show. It's at the Intercontinental, I think. See, we're giving them a plug. Would they do the same for us, Jay?
No.
Probably not.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
All right, well, you're forbidden to go. We can only tell you about it, but you're not allowed to go there.
Yep, nope. Nope, you're going to have to save yourself like, for Exotica.
It's not like open to the public. It's like
she,
a B2B show.
I bet she
show.
Could find her way in.
I need I'm to sure plan Exotica. I want to go to the Chicago one.
Dude, let's do it up.
Yes. Let's do it
yeah,
up. Can you get over here yet, Sabrina?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to come whenever. They don't have a lockdown here anymore. I want to go everywhere.
That's,
okay.
That's, dude. Tell
come
me.
Come on, they let us out. They let us out from the houses. We want to go everywhere.
That's the week that I've had. So not only have we been working on Exotica, I've been on a concert ticket buying spree this week. Oh. Like all the concerts that have been announced from like literally now to the
not
end
even
of the
good
year.
Shows.
Dude,
it's not even good music.
I'm buying everything. Dan, you know what?
Rolling
it's
subject. Loud?
It's people that you he's buying concert tickets to people you've never even heard of. Like,
okay.
Like Billy Guitar guy and what was the other
Dude,
one I saw?
Don't hate
Goldfish.
Dan. Don't hate
and,
Dan.
Goldfish.
J-Lo's
it's like
fish.
Going to a festival, okay? See? On festival, you don't know nobody, but you still go because it's atmosphere and everything. And right
it's
now, everybody just wants
Thank
to go
you.
Out.
Thank you. Just because Dan, the last time Dan listened to music, it was a fucking barbershop quartet, doesn't mean that like normal music today.
Sabrina,
you know?
Number one, Sabrina has no idea. What, do you know what a barbershop quartet is? Because he's trying to be funny and it's really stupid.
Okay.
Dan's old. He's old is basically what
you know,
I'm saying.
My,
so
you know, my ex-wife is taking my kids. So they're like, oh, we're going tomorrow to a concert. I'm like, who are you guys going to see? Like, oh, she's mom's taking us to see Bon Jovi. I'm like, what?
Oh, I've
it's
bon
not.
Jovi
it's like a drive. No, it's like a drive-in Bon Jovi concert that's all over the place and just airing on screens.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
That's
and
like,
then my,
like
and then my son shows me the ticket, right? And the ticket for some place like something like Sticky's Barbecue Joint in Staten Island, New York.
Like, so
they're gonna watch Bon Jovi in the UFC fight.
Well, you know, and they've done like a lot of like the drive-in concerts and stuff like that
exactly.
Now during COVID.
They're kind of country, right?
Yeah.
So they're almost like on the edge between rock and country.
Well, and,
plus,
and
you know, sales are sales.
It's well, and it's the only way that people were able to get out and see music and whatever. I didn't go to any
His
of those.
His voice has actually gotten worse as time's gone on.
John Bon Jovi. I mean, you know.
Like somewhere he tries to be Bruce Springsteen.
I thought that you had to have a deep love for John Bon Jovi if you lived in New Jersey. Isn't
Bruce Springsteen. I actually,
isn't
I
that like what
I could actually, I could tolerate. I've seen Bon Jovi. I've seen him live a bunch of times. I actually saw Springsteen. I worked a Springsteen show years ago at
was in high school.
The Meadowlands Arena. Yes, when he actually played my prom. They were in our talent show. No, I'm kidding. But no, I don't like them.
I like that people actually think you're serious. That's how old you are, Dan.
I honestly thought he was serious. I on out for a second. I was like, oh, okay.
Thanks, Kiki. Kiki,
this is,
do you hate
this,
me?
This is the way to start a show off. I really appreciate this.
Oh my god.
I mean, I don't believe that too.
See? Damn.
See?
All around, buddy.
Well,
all
so
right there.
Sabrina,
right,
like
right there.
What did you grow up listening to? Because you were born and raised in Poland, right? And then you moved to the UK.
You had a
stopover in Prague, but that didn't work out. And now you're in Spain. So but growing up in Poland, like what did you guys listen to?
Well, all sorts of stuff, but a lot of metal type of things. Yeah, well, Bon Jovi was something I was listening when I was like 8 and 9.
Yep.
So I was listening to Bon Jovi.
Slippery When Wet, man. That's right.
Dude, Slippery When Wet was a great album.
I was into it too, man. I won't lie.
Let's leave classics on one side.
What's scary when I was now in high school, is that's considered Bon Jovi shows. It's considered classic rock. Like what we listen to back, like the basically Bon Jovi, Bruce, like that stuff is all classic rock now, which is terrifying to me. Because as far as I'm concerned, classic rock is the '70s.
Even emo music is now classic. You know, except people saying, "Oh my God, Limp Bizkit, Jesus Christ, you have to be so ancient to listen to it." And I was like 16 when they already been past their best time.
Yep, I agree.
And they are now classic. Come on, Limp Bizkit and classic, jeez.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
It's like, terrifying.
Like I said, I assume that classic is like 70s and before. But then again, like, dude, the, you know, the 90s were fucking 30 years old. So you are actually in the same
age then, right?
Yep, we're...
Okay.
You said the 90s is almost 30 years ago. Like,
dude, it was 31 years ago.
It was 30 years ago. I'm
90s,
babe.
Yep.
I'm a 90s baby, too, and that's scary.
Yeah, that's what I said. Limp Bizkit. People thinking it's old to people music, and come on.
Limp Bizkit is stupid people music.
No.
What?
Dude, Limp Bizkit.
I hate Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but he...
Nobody liked Limp Bizkit.
Fred Durst
Nobody
in that goddamn red hat.
Even was Fred Durst doesn't like Limp Bizkit.
It was iconic. Like, that guy, like... I mean,
for the Nookie.
Come on. The Nookie. Come on.
The Nookie.
So you can take that cookie.
Oh.
And stick it up your ass.
I like that song.
Yeah, see?
Everybody liked that, but it was stupid.
I just sent you a picture.
But you know what's funny is, is that what? Oh, there you go.
He really does
look like Jamie Lee Curtis. That's terrifying. Oh,
But we used to go to the Bon Jovi shows because they're the hottest chicks were at the Bon Jovi shows back in the day. Now you go to Bon Jovi shows and it's like the hottest chicks who are now 60s. Like, who are not the hottest moms.
Dude, don't even get me started.
They still are?
I got dragged to a Bruce Springsteen concert a while back. And, you know, you can pick on me about being like my hippie jam band music, whatever. But like the audience in a Bruce Springsteen concert is fucking terrifying now. Like, cause it's all like 60, 70 year old men. Like reliving,
he's
it's like
80.
It's like the first time that their like wives have let them out of the house in the last like 40 years. They go, they get shit faced, and of course they're like usually better, what like well off because you know they're fucking old and they've had you know their whole lives to like get money and whatever, and they're acting
and they
like total fucking morons, like running around. I went to a Roger Waters concert, Pink Floyd, like 3 or 4 years ago, and my cousin Tanya got thrown up on by the guy sitting behind her, like a fucking 60-year-old man who was out of his mind.
I believe that because I went. My mom took me to the last Ozzy Ozfest that they had in West Palm Beach when I was like 11 or 12 years old. And I kid you not, like I almost got puked on. My mom had to grab me real quick and like move me. Like puke just went everywhere.
Dude, these dudes are like out of their goddamn minds, and like they just act like, you know, wild animals. They haven't been out of their cages in like however many years.
Possibly that's how it is, actually.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Jay, when you bring your kids to concerts now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, do they ask you, like, you know, what's that smell? Why does it smell like skunk here?
No, I tell them. Like, so Fish, who, for you, those of you that don't know, is like the Vermont hippie kind of Grateful Dead type, like music, whatever, for lack of a better term. And they'll usually play 3 nights in Philadelphia. I'll go to the first 2 nights with my friends and like, you know, all the friends that I have that are into them. And you party hard and, you know, go crazy. By the third night, I'm exhausted. So I bring my kids and then we like sit out on the lawn and like they play and the kids run around. And the beautiful thing about it is, pretty much everybody in the audience is like spun, but like they're the happiest fucking people ever. So like my daughter would bring a Connect Four game when she was little and she'd sit out there and like all the hippies would come by and like play her in Connect Four and like, you know, people would come back and like take her on and like she would get like, you know, little gifts and little whatever. People were just so goddamn nice to her. But yeah, you definitely have to be like, do you smell that weird smell? That's pot. Like, you know, you, they... just fucking, it's easier to tell them in five
now,
seconds
now
than
my
it is
son,
to like.
My son will come home sometimes and you're like, those neighbors, Dad, it smells like skunk again. They're smoking weed again. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely the neighbors.
Yeah. It's definitely not your dad hiding in the basement.
I'm dead.
Dude, I went so I decided to get all like creative, Jay. So I actually took like a bounce, like a dryer sheet.
Right.
And put it in an empty toilet paper holder. And I was blowing my hits.
You made
into
a blow
that,
too.
And, well, because my back hurts this week.
We did those in college.
Yeah, my back hurts this week. And I really, yeah, I smoked a little bit because I do it for, I have a medical card. It's a legit reason.
Mm-hmm.
I totally don't want to just get high.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, my back was hurting, so I didn't want to get up from the couch or whatever. So I created my little, you know, blow tube. And so then my sons are like, "Hey, Dad, why is this? What is this here?" I had to think fast.
I have my blow tube here.
Yeah, Dan carries it around with him. We survived our freshman year in college in dorms with blow tubes. We would like. We had a whole rig set up where you'd like blow it out the window and you had a fan hanging on the window and you'd like, it's funny to think now though, that cannabis, especially in the United States, like for the most part, just isn't a thing anymore. You know what I mean? Like it's a cheaper ticket. If you're walking down South Street in Philly, smoking a blunt and a cop stops you, the ticket is cheaper than if you parked your car wrong, you know? So
what
like,
if you take a really? Shit on somebody's
Damn.
Stairs.
Yeah.
What if you take a shit, Jay, in public? Is that what's that ticket like?
You actually get arrested for that.
So you could have gotten arrested when you took a shit on somebody's.
No, that was a long time ago, Dan. I was referring to the shit that got left on my office step years ago in Philly, which
no, you said you. You said you took a crap on a gas station steps.
I did. That was many years ago, Dan. Very many years ago.
They give you a ticket for it?
No, nobody caught me. So I got off scot-free.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
There was no Ring doorbells or anything back then.
I'm almost sure the CCTV is already everywhere. Like, they all watch you doing it on CCTV all over the internet.
So U.S. doesn't quite have that. Like, well, put it this way. They don't publicly have that. It's not something that's like, you know.
There's cameras everywhere, dude.
I was going to say, no, I dare guess that there are cameras everywhere, but CCTV in Europe is like on every fucking corner and they can like see
something serious.
Yeah, they can see everything.
They really watch people.
Yeah, yep. Big Brother is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. I mean, they're literally every street corner, every like everywhere.
What's the crime rate like there still? Like,
well, they don't have guns, right? There's no there's no guns in Europe. So like, well,
what the fuck?
You can't, you know, we don't have like the crazy.
Thanks God.
Yeah, the crazy like, what is it?
We are crazy without it. Okay, are crazy without it.
You motherfuckers get like stabbings over there. That's a thing.
Yeah,
people like stab you. That's
the way it should be. You should be like knife fighting again, like
or
swords.
Throw stuff on you. They can actually kill you by throwing stuff on you, like bricks and shit. That also happens in Poland. It's kind of part of the party. If you don't get hit by part of the, you know, surroundings, it means that the party was just shit.
You motherfuckers are crazy. I like it. You should come to the United States and party with us. I want to hit some bricks.
So Sabrina, you recently, for those that are watching and know that Sabrina looks familiar, but her name isn't. So you recently changed your name to, ready for this, Jay? Sabienne Demonia.
Sabienne Demonia.
Very exactly
Monia.
That.
Not at all like pneumonia. Demonia.
I wrote it out.
It's sickening, but not this way.
I just like the look on her face when I say it.
Oh, the eye roll. Yeah. There you go. One extra for you.
Dan's usually the one that does that to me. You're much more attractive than him. So
I understand who is submissive and who is dominant in this chat.
I like the way she thinks.
So Sabrina, or Sabienne, as some may know you. See, I'm going to show off now, Jay, that I got it right. So Sabrina is, now I'm confusing myself because I said the other name. Sabrina's up for 3 All Porn Awards nominations. Fans can vote every day until May 28th. So you got a week, motherfuckers. Go and vote. You're up for Best Modified Cam Model.
Yes,
Best
that's
Gothic Shoot. Wait, what is a modified cam model?
I was wondering myself. I was wondering myself when they nominate me.
What the fuck is a model?
Okay.
Maybe tattooed?
Let's be honest. we can
oh, modified like boobs. Maybe.
You can modify this way, or you can have some modification. It's out porn, okay? So it can be modification anyway. It can be piercings, like extreme piercings, you know, stretched ears and stuff. I just have fake tits and fake ass. That's all.
Okay. That's more than enough.
Fake ass.
Yes, and it's brand new. It's brand new fake ass.
So brand new fake ass.
I have questions.
What is the price? Wait, what? Go ahead, Jay. You go first.
No, I want to know what the recovery process of fake ass is. Like, is it something that you have to like? Yeah, do you have to like not sit down for like a long time?
6 weeks.
You can't sit down for 6 weeks.
So
no sitting.
Just like you just have to lay like face down.
Face down for the first 2 weeks because obviously everything is swollen and big and disgusting in general.
Right.
And then on my knees, what I do for most of my life. So
well, then there you go. I mean, it's like nothing even happened.
That's what
you
I
sleep
said
like
to everybody.
Leaning over your bed like this, kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that you have to sleep on your stomach.
Yes, dude, that was the worst because I have fake tits too, and that wasn't really good.
So wait, now I got other questions. Can you lay on your stomach? Is that comfortable?
Not necessarily, but it was much better than, you know, sitting on my fake ass. That was still kind of sore. And, you know, the longer I didn't sit, the better was the results. So it was worth it.
I just like to say fake
Jay,
ass.
Next question, Jay.
So after that 6 weeks, was it everything you dreamed it'd be?
Was it worth it?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. I get rid of the old coronavirus extras from, you know, because they suck in one places and put it in different places, right? And I wasn't really about the bigger ass because I already had pretty big ass. I was about sucking off the things that I didn't like from coronavirus time, you know, lockdown, munchies.
The COVID-19, right.
COVID-19 extras.
Yes.
Did I mention I have Twizzlers?
There you go. So now they're in the right places, you know?
These are watermelon Twizzlers.
I wish it would go all in my ass, but it didn't. So I kind of help it, you know? I push it in the right direction.
So you just kind of like squish it down and like kind of push
it
in place?
Yeah, just like roll it down, you know?
We're trying to like, I'm actually fascinated by this. So this is like interesting because I've known people that have fake asses, but we never really spoke about it. So,
It's
what is the price? What's more expensive, fake boobs or fake ass?
It depends.
It's similar.
Okay.
It's similar. I can't really speak much about it because I was on influencer deal, so I had different price than usual people. I was in like standard procedure. It was a little bit less because I was like influencer, so I got the better deal. I had lots of things included in the price that usually would be extra. And I went to Turkey, so I also...
So it was a package deal, and it was done in Turkey.
Yeah,
she got a good deal because she was an influencer, so... At first, I thought she said influenza. I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought she said influenza, too. Yeah. That was my...
Did I mention my accent is really shit?
No,
yeah, I did, right?
No, but you know what?
Oh, no, you're doing good.
We were talking about this beforehand or whatever. It's, like, amazing because people, like... So people have this, like, you know, preconception that people that have accents, right, aren't... Yeah, whatever. But you know, you speak well. We know you obviously speak English. You obviously speak Polish. And she's joking around saying that she's going to learn. She just moved to Spain, and she's her talked to her in 6 weeks, and she'll have Spanish now.
6 months.
Come on.
6 months. Yeah.
6 weeks.
Now 6 weeks would be impressive. I don't want to say.
I'm still good.
I took 3 years of Spanish, and I can't remember shit. I can say. Mi pedo con los zapatos.
Yeah, mañana.
My dog has four shoes.
I actually know how to speak German as well, and I was fluent in German in 6 weeks. So it's not so difficult. But I was 14.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I was 14 when I was fluent in German.
But German's like really close to Polish, though, also.
Doesn't matter. The language is completely different. No, Russian is really close. The other way around. You look on the map and... Wrong way. Russians are very similar with the language. Czech Republic is similar. Ukraine is kind of similar. But Germany is completely different story. Completely different story. Nothing sounds like nothing. Polish, German, nothing sounds like it.
Yeah.
So of all these places where you live, where do they hate Americans the most?
UK, I guess.
Yeah.
The UK, they hit us the most. Well, we did beat their asses and took away our we got our own country from them. So
Dan, you're still
you're starting with the language, right? You're
still resting on your laurels, Dan. That whole invasion.
You're supposed to be the ugly sister, and you are the better one right now.
Listen, man, I'm right in the middle of where America was born, and it's a fucking shit show over here. So thankfully, we're like,
and I live in the most hated state in the United States.
This is true. Including
everybody hates New Jersey. Everybody.
It's constantly the same thing, right? It's constantly the shit show in the UK. So.
That's true. No, it's a shit show everywhere. So it's
exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody well, have everybody different can... shape of shit.
You can go to allporn.net to vote. It's allporn.net/2021/allporn-awards-voting. But I'm sure if you go to allporn.net, you can just fucking, there's probably something
that says award. Yeah, allporn.net, and then you go into ours. It's right on the top because it's kind of important,
boom.
I guess.
And vote for Sabrina for best modified cam model, best gothic shoot for the possession, and best gonzo all porn video for alt erotics. Quarantined. So it's inked in quarantine.
Quarantined together.
Yes.
Tinked.
Yeah.
All these fucking quarantined words, man. This is like, it's just fucking crazy. It's just crazy. So Kiki, so last time we spoke to you, you got some new stuff going on. You recently made your Tushy debut. That's our buddy Moz. I actually spoke to our buddy Moz today, Jay. He's going to come on the show one day, I think.
Oh, God. I would.
He asked me how's everything going. I said we'd be doing a lot better with that Vixen Tushy Blacked money.
Seriously, I want some of that.
I want some of that. But you did, and quote, it almost broke the internet. The scene was called karaoke. So did you actually sing in karaoke?
Yeah.
Did you guys sing?
Oh my god! They sent me a freaking a list of songs I had to pick from, and then like I listened to like five of them or something like that. And then I picked the one that I wanted to perform. And I like practiced it for like 3 or 4 days. What is it? I honestly don't know. They bought the rights to it.
You so know. You just know I'm going to tell you to sing it next.
No, I swear. I don't remember. I don't.
Do you know any? Do you remember any of the five songs?
Nope. Not that she's going to admit.
I don't remember the names of them. No, I don't remember the names. I don't think there's anything that's... Did you ever know?
Okay, just making sure.
I sang that to Jay.
No, not that one. No, okay. Not that one. Okay. I don't know if it's anything that's like really known, but it's like old school. But it was cute. It was cute. I liked it.
We'll have to take
so
your
you
word
shot
for
that
it.
With Oliver Flynn, whoever the fuck he is. I don't really know him, but
really, he's contracted through Vixen.
I don't watch this shit. And you also made your Brazzers debut. Dude, Moz starts paying me. I don't watch porn, Jay.
Dan.
I don't watch porn. I really don't.
I love porn.
I don't watch porn. I've never watched porn. You know, I used to have to watch porn for my old. But and you also made your Brazzers debut recently. It was her first anal scene of her career, Jay. In one bathroom full house. What do they think of these titles? One bathroom full house. It's gotten about 120,000 views, has a 98% member approval rate.
120,000 people have seen your anal premiere.
Your first anal, yeah.
Just on that one site. Like, I'm sure it's, you know.
You know, not for nothing, man.
Oh,
I mean,
everywhere.
That's a feat. I have because I mean, I went to the doctor today again for the first time in a long time, and he did the prostate exam, and, you know, his fingers, I mean, kind of look kind of meaty. I was kind of scared. He's like, listen, dude, you're not going to like this, but I kind of have to do it. And I'm like, oh this sucks.
And Dan was like, you know what? What if I do? What
and
if
it said,
I do?
What if I do mine?
So I backed up into him.
Yeah, he did the lube. He did the lube. It
I'm
wasn't
sure
comfortable.
The bottle was epic.
He was in and out quick or whatever, but you know, it's like fucking, you know, I just felt violated.
Oh, come on. The best bonus are after that.
Yeah, dude, a finger's a finger, Dan. I mean, what's wrong with that?
A finger's not a fucking finger. No.
Oh, come on.
It really isn't.
What? Yeah. Did he feel any bumpiness in
you
there?
You have to go with the full fist.
He said it felt good. He said it's good. Now you're going to wait for the blood test to come back. That's going to be a whole other shit show.
The crazy thing is he found a Matchbox car up there.
Who was it last week that we were talking about with the gerbils? Oh, never mind. That wasn't on the show. That was on a conference call with our head of security.
Did you not? Yeah. Did you not hear your speech ahead of time where it was like, you know, what you can and can't speak about?
I didn't say anything about it. Now you did. Now you fucked it all up, Jay.
Dan, I'm just talking
about like little.
You know what, Dan? I'm gonna have a long talk with HR about you. I've had enough.
HR.
I can't take this anymore. We don't have one. When we get
Herman
one,
Richard.
I'm going to talk to
Herman
him.
Richard.
Well, HR was my dog buddy. Buddy, rest in peace, like 5 years ago. And he just never was replaced. So, to be honest with you, he was a very ineffective PR.
I thought we made your son our HR.
He was a very ineffective HR representative. So,
who, your son?
No, Buddy.
So no, your son made HR. Didn't we make him? Didn't we tell him to fire the one guy that used to work for us?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was like 7. He didn't fire
him. Oh, wow. Okay, well,
so, yeah,
when if he will fire someone.
When he wussed out, we cut him. He wasn't worth the payroll. So
Kiki, now questions for you. Follow-up. Was this the first time? It was the first anal scene of your career, but obviously you had practiced in your personal life.
The Brazzers one was my first anal scene of my career. Me and my ex used to play around. I mean, I've let people slide in, like, without the cameras rolling.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm a freak, naturally, so...
This is why I like Kiki Clout right from the beginning. This all makes sense.
Sabrina's over there like, amateur, move out of the way. Because Sabrina's known for this shit. Like, I Googled, like, you know, fucking did my research or whatever.
Yeah, what was the title, did, like, Dan? Crazy... What was the title? Do you remember it?
What was the title? No, I didn't write it down, though. I can only do so much, Jay. How much do you want me to work here?
I need you to carry this shit.
I'm blushing under my makeup. Hello?
Oh, wait, hold on. I'll find
I think
it here.
It's the wine.
I'm lagging now.
Go ahead, Dan.
You mean the...
Well, I'm lagging, so let's see.
You are lagging.
Whatever the fuck. I can't find it again.
Okay, it was graphic.
Deepy Rascals. You mean the Deepy Rascals?
Oh, wait, here it is. Here it is. Hold on. Nope, it wasn't there.
I can help you. I know what they do.
Come on.
What is the nickname that they give you? They give you a nickname.
Did they?
Yeah, it was like you did DP, and there was another one. There was like DPA or something.
DPA. DPA.
That was DP Rascals. DP Rascals for Evil
what is
D- Angel.
What is DPA, like, though? What? What is DPA?
Double
anal penetration.
There you go. Dude, that's...
This show is educational, Jay, because we learned so much stuff. Jay learned what sounding was a couple weeks ago.
Everything with the D on the front is double.
I know that. I get that. I'm not that stupid of an American.
Just saying, you know, I don't know, maybe you forgot or something.
I'm kidding. You know what, Jay?
That's just for reference, okay.
What's that, Dan?
It's time for one of our segments.
All right, what do you want to do?
We're going to go with Cat's retired, so we're not doing that. We're going to go into some lightning round, Jay.
All right, here we go.
I like this.
I like the sound.
There we go. All right.
So wait, hey, that's right, Kiki. You did this already, so I got to make sure we don't ask the same questions because
we don't want to have you studied up on this.
I can only work so hard. Let's just see. All right, I know. I think this is okay. If Kiki, if your life was a movie, what would it be called?
The Life of Kiki.
The Life of Kiki.
Okay, well, there you go.
See, I would have been like, Kiki, do you love me?
I like that one too.
Because then you got a theme song.
I did like the walk on song. That was.
Who is that? Drake.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
All right, Sabrina, what do you wish you were really good at?
That's really confusing question, because I'm good at everything. No, I'm joking.
You knew that was the answer.
Good answer.
No, I would love to be good at driving a car. I'm absolutely not.
No.
Well,
we can't teach you.
And,
We drive on the other side of the road, so yes,
yeah. I can do other things in the car, but definitely not driving.
But not the driving part.
Not driving.
Okay.
No, not the driving. Even in fake taxi, I was driving a female fake taxi, and I couldn't drive it. So they have to fake it that it was actually broken.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Because that was so bad.
All right. Kiki, if you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
Pomeranian.
You do. You're right. That's the right answer.
Pomeranian.
Yep. The yip yip dog. I like it.
Sabrina. What is your favorite item of clothing?
Huh? Heels. I can wear nothing, but I will. No, come on. No, I have heels. No, I'm joking. I don't have heels right now, but heels, definitely heels. I can be completely naked, but heels will stay.
I appreciate it.
Interesting.
That.
Heels. Jay, what about you, Jay? Do you like heels?
No, but I like sneakers. And the collection in my basement proves it.
My love for heels is one of the reasons why I don't drive.
Okay. So can you, are you one of those people that can live on heels for like in a 12-hour day, just like regular shoes?
Yeah, and they can be 10 inches high and I will still love it.
Then have we got the convention for you?
Yes, this is, I was always,
Exotica.
I was always amazed, the first trade show I ever did, the owner's wife would be on a pressed concrete floor from like 8 o'clock in the morning to like 7 o'clock at night with heels. And dude, my feet were dying in sneakers. And this chick was just like, boom, no problem. Yeah. Could like pick up pallets of shit.
And just her.
Dude, it was
it's gonna be horrible. Cause I mean, we've done some of the shows, and Jay, I don't know about you. I've actually gotten woken up in the middle of the night cause my feet hurt so bad.
Oh man.
Get up in the middle of the night to go pee or whatever. And you fucking, you're just like walking and it's like, you're walking like a fucking old person.
I forget what the record was, but you know,
but imagine we haven't done that. We haven't walked that much or stood that much for like over a year.
I can't even work an 8-hour day without feeling like I'm going to die at the end of the day. So like,
and we don't really work that hard.
Yeah, no, it's
we actually sit at desks and just do nothing.
It's going to be ugly. Do nothing.
I have high pain threshold. I will be honest with you. I can stand a lot of pain. I kind of like it, I guess.
I got my prostate examined. So do I.
Oh, come on. Don't be a puss-puss.
Yeah, seriously, Dan. Don't be a puss-puss.
Seriously.
I'm going to call Dan a puss-puss from now on. Yep.
That's going to be my name. That's going to be my name next week. Tune into the show next week.
I swear to God, I'm writing this. Hold on just a second. I'm going to need to write this down.
You're so predictable.
That's hilarious.
Okay. All right, Kiki.
Puss.
If you had a time machine, when would you go back in time or visit for the future?
Ooh, I would go in the future.
Good answer.
I would go.
What would you do in the future?
Yeah. I want to see what I look like, where I'm at in life, how successful I became. So I'd say probably let's rewind it fast forward to like 30 years from now.
You're forgetting the most important part. You go to the future so that you can figure out what stocks went, what Bitcoin prices were, what horses hit, who won the Triple Crown, like all of the Powerball numbers, and then you go back.
But you can do it by going back too, you know? Like you can go back and win it, and it's like...
That's a good point, too.
I'm a much more magnanimous, like, people kind of person. I would go back about a year and a half ago, and I would stop that person from eating bat soup.
Good luck finding them.
Good. No, but
why don't go back and kill Hitler?
Jay, fuck you. I'm gonna go back and kill Hitler.
You should.
You know, but if you go back, then you're fucking with us sitting here right now.
See, haven't you ever seen Back to the Future, Dan? Do not fuck up the timeline, man.
Nope.
Biff Henderson will be president.
Number one, it worked just fine in the Avengers. It just didn't really solve the problem so much.
You mean when Captain America turned into Joe Biden?
Oh my god!
He does look like Joe Biden.
Look like Joe Biden.
No, when they went back to try and stop what's his fucking face, Thanos from getting all the Infinity Stones. Jesus, Jay, don't you learn anything? Yeah. Right. Anyway, next question. Sabrina, what kind of things really make you laugh besides us and our stupidity?
What makes me laugh? I guess my husband.
Dan's
Because
puss.
he's even more stupid than you guys.
Yes, finally we found somebody.
Mr.
Thank
Knight, or
God.
is he Mr. Knight, or is he Mr. Is he Mr. Demonia?
I was starting to think after
And he
67
hates me
shows
now.
that we might be the stupidest.
We're pretty
Now
fucking
he was
dumb.
like, me, pick me, please pick me. And I was like, yeah, okay, I can pick you for a reason.
Puss
Now,
puss.
where's your husband from? Is he Polish also?
Yes, he is also Polish.
So you guys,
That's the
how long
only
have you guys
Polish
been
thing
married?
I love.
Dude, pierogies are fucking the bomb. I love pierogies.
I love
Oh my God,
pierogies.
but they're hard work to do, and I cook a lot. So every
Yeah,
time
you can go in the
someone
freezer
asks
section.
me
You buy.
for, please don't
My
ask me for
ex-wife is
pierogi.
Polish.
Sure, what's wrong with you, Dan? Frozen
And
stuff?
kielbasa I could do without, though.
Yeah, you had your prostate checked. I get
Yeah, seriously.
it. We all know about the kielbasa
Why
situation.
don't you?
No, they didn't check it with
Dan,
kielbasa.
don't be a puss-puss, Dan. Keep going.
Don't be a
Gotcha.
Yes. I love it.
Remind me later to tell you guys
Who's
the
puss?
story of Jay and a fleshlight.
No, this is
Anyway,
the it doesn't need to be retold.
let's see. So, what kind of things like really make you besides your husband? All right, Kiki. If you could be a fictional character, who would it be?
Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you,
Love.
Sabrina?
I will be someone from cartoons. Come on.
Like which
I
one?
love cartoons. Oh, there's so many I would love to be. Do you watch the Moomins? Moomins? I don't know if you have it even
No, I
in
don't
the
think we have
US,
that.
right? But there's
What is it
like
called?
a
What was it? Moonies?
little girl. The Moomins. It's like a national tale from Finland, I think.
Okay.
And they have like a little girl that is really nasty to everybody, and it's like she's making bad jokes to everybody. That's literally me. I'm really this one that will be always
Okay.
salty, always a little bit, puss
You
puss.
had me
You
at
know what I'm talking about.
cartoon
I fuck
Yes.
with. I can say I fuck with Jessica Rabbit too. She's hot.
Yeah, let me tell you. I think I
Oh
might.
yeah, but it's, I would rather go with the other rabbit than
Bugs Bunny? Well,
the
oh,
other
that
rabbit,
rabbit. See, I got that.
I've said it on the show before,
Yeah.
but Daphne was my from Scooby-Doo was my first true love.
Dude,
So,
Daphne,
Oh, she's
if you think about it,
yeah.
was like, dude, she was like into S&M. She was always getting tied up and fucking gagged
Even
and
better. There's like
she'd
this
just
is.
be
I
sitting there
love
in that shit.
Goofy. Come on, I would be the Goofy guy or something like this. That's the way I would go. I wouldn't pick anything sexual, to be honest. It's
What
like
is Goofy?
Goofy. He's a
Goofy.
dog. What is he? He's a
What?
dog, but
He loved it.
yeah,
Yeah, he's a dog
Goofy's a
from
dog,
Mickey Mouse.
right? But
From
here's the debate,
Mickey
and
Mouse.
this is what we spend our time debating, and I can't tell you how many times I got high about this and talked about it. Well, hold on, let me do it again. Okay. So Goofy, the argument is he a dog? Because Pluto's a dog and he's Mickey Mouse's pet and he
And he
doesn't
can't talk.
fucking talk. He
Right.
can't talk. He's not bipedal. He walks on four fucking legs.
Bipedal.
Yeah, that was my
Dan,
word of the day.
stop trying to be
Dude,
smart,
I said
man.
magnanimous before too. How's
What
that
did I
shit?
tell you about
These
using
are
big
big
words?
boy words now,
Yeah,
huh?
seriously.
Big
I
boy
know.
words,
I'm
huh?
smart. Me is
Mr.
smart.
Puss Puss.
Mr. Puss Puss in his vocabulary.
I can't figure out why the chat's not working in here, but I can't even see the chat today.
That's okay. We got one guy that just
Okay,
seems to be
mister.
hammering on Kiki about the fact that he changed his Twitter handle. But other than that, yes.
Right, so but
I
anyway,
haven't seen
but now
that.
but so I took the time and through the wonderful world of the interweb, I was able to research and found out that Goofy's original name was Dippy Dog, DAWG.
Okay.
So he is indeed
Oh,
a dog.
okay.
So
I
there you
wasn't. I
go.
was.
I
No, he's not
also
so fun
know
anymore.
Astro from the Jetsons' real name.
Jim's
Oh, what's the
Trowfaz.
name
from?
I like that name. What?
Trowfaz.
Trowfaz?
Trowfaz.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I don't
he
blame
was a
them that they
Nazi
changed
from.
it. So let me ask you this: is this still the lightning round, or is this
Yes.
the
Okay.
Dan spits
We're back
out
to.
random facts
Oh,
round?
the Smurfette. The
Shut
Smurfette
up.
is a really good character, actually. I would love to be a Smurfette in the Smurfette village.
The Smurfs?
I'm just Smurfs,
Oh.
yes.
Yeah. Okay. I
Yeah, that
Smurfette
will be
was pretty
the
cute.
top choice for
me.
I had a buddy in high school that collected Smurf figurines. I'm still friends with him.
Nice. Say
That
hi
says so
from
that
me.
just
Hey,
answers so many questions
Tim.
about you, Jay.
Yep.
All right.
Long story.
Tell him that I say hi.
Yeah. Hi, Tim. Everybody say hi, Tim. Hey, Tim. Miss your Smurf collection.
Kiki, what habit are you proudest of breaking?
Hit me up.
Habit that I'm proudest of breaking? Bad eating habits.
Okay.
Like,
you're so skinny.
I know, that's like random. Skinny, oh my God, I've gotten so fat in the last 6 weeks.
Get out of here.
Swear, I've been since the last time I talked to you guys. I got them bigger. And I would, like, today was the first day I hit the gym. That was my 6 week mark from like recovery.
I am not going to lie. I did notice that while you were adjusting your camera earlier. It's amazing.
I saw those,
she was like adjusting her camera and like she had no idea that she was just like straight boob shot the whole time. Dan was trying to do his whole rundown at the beginning of the show of like how things work and blah, blah, blah. And you see
I'm watching your dumbass expression looking like fucking Tom Cruise is like fucking
retarded, you know, half brother.
Chomp chomp. Okay, I didn't want to say retarded. Yeah, chomp chomp, a chewy chewy chomp. anyway, all right. And the last question of the lightning round is for you, Sabrina. Ready? We're going to make this a good one.
Never. I was born ready. Come on, bring it.
What's the weirdest nickname you've ever had?
Sapien Demonia.
There you go.
There you go. That, my friends, was the lightning round.
And we gave it to her 30 seconds ago. Yes, there we go.
There you go. Yeah, Sabine Demania is from my high school, and it's not even my idea. It was people who hate me in my class decide on the French lesson number one that I'm supposed to be Sabine. And Sabine is actually a male version of my real name. So it's the stupidest thing ever, but I kind of decide to own it and I stick to it, and I never thought it will be my work name.
Right.
So that's why I changed it now because it was kind of, you know, it was not my choice. I just decided to, you know, prove them that Sabine Demonia might mean a little bit more than they think it will. And I kind of did, especially after the double anal situation.
So my story of Spanish class. My Spanish class story is my name in Spanish is Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, sounds like a girl's name, right? So I remember my first day of Spanish, I'm sitting there in the one of the kids in my class is like, okay, Danielle. And like, you go, oh, Danielle. And I just like said, fuck you. Go fuck yourself or something. Suspended. Fucking first day. I got fucking suspended. I got detention.
It's literally like my story about Sabine, because I was like, yeah, I like Sabine. And the lady was like, no, this is for the male. You are Sabine. And I'm like, no, Sabine sucks. I like Sabine. It sounds so much more posh.
Good for you. Way to stand up.
I keep it on my name tag, and she decided to hate me for that for 3 years straight and almost make me suspended for a whole year, not just one week or something.
Not cool.
Damn.
So the fun, my
but
fun,
I win. I finished my high school.
Nice job. My fun fact of my name is when you spell check it, it comes up as jihad.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Yeah. So there you go. And my Lebanese background has a lot to do with that. Yeah, no, it's... Anyways. All right, Dan, nice job with your lightning round. I'm impressed.
Nobody was even noticed.
We're learning so much today, guys. We're learning so, so much. And don't forget, like, later we got... Later, you guys got to think of the big FU for later. That's going to be it. That's going to be fun. I'm ready, Jay. I'm locked and loaded today.
And by later, you mean 10 to 15 minutes.
Exactly, something like that.
Well, it's amazing how time flies.
Long is different, right? For everybody, long is different. Some people think it's all night, and for other people, it's 3 minutes, and they are straight to the toilet.
Straight to the toilet.
I'm not a quick drinker.
Yeah, you're 15 minutes, so it's not bad.
You know what?
But I understand why you don't watch porn.
Why is that?
Why don't I watch porn?
Because you're asking. Are you interviewing me now?
Dan, how often do you masturbate?
Not very. No, not really.
After or before your check that you have last week?
Well, here's my thing. I mean, yeah. So I worked in, I worked for a magazine as an editor for 18 years.
118 years.
So I'm looking at
They used to
like,
transcribe it on the stone. They would just like.
I'm looking at it. He's such an idiot. Somebody mute him. Anyway.
Are you done, Jay? Are you there? Excuse me, HR.
So I'm looking at pictures all day. I'm watching movies and read for reviews and things like that. You know, basically just fast forwarding through the scenes because it's work. So it was like work. It's like, you know,
right. When it's like eating McDonald's after you work at McDonald's. Like McDonald's looks really good until you actually go there and eat it and or see it every day, and then you're like, I need time off from McDonald's.
But usually people like you then watching the dwarf porn. Or stuff like that, you know?
So
like dwarf porn or something completely different than usual, or CCTV yeah, Dan, of the Dan camera.
Likes, he likes clown porn shit and prostate porn.
On the stairs.
Porn. Oh my right? God.
Yep.
Right, Jay? Maybe Dan just wants
to. I totally agree. No, he's got some like kinky ass shit in his stuff. in his closet. Like 100%.
I really don't.
I was dominatrix for quite a while. I know this type of people. Yeah, they say they don't wank, but
she sees the numbers and letters just coming down the screen. She sees through you, Dan.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but so I really don't watch it, and you know what's that? I mean, you need inspiration of some sort.
So, I'm changing topics. I saw something interesting in aside from Dan's masturbation. Like I realized as soon as that question came out of my mouth that I didn't want to hear the answer. So Kiki, you were a house dancer at Florida's Top Gentlemen's Club. I'm always amazed as a guy who we go to strip clubs like whatever. The war stories in a strip club are some of the most amazing things ever. Like like what guys do when they go into those places that like no human being would do outside of the walls of that place. Like what, whether it be things that they say, things that they promise, like, not to say the strippers aren't promising everything, because every guy falls in love with a stripper at least once a night when he goes to a strip club. And half of those guys, think that that stripper might have fallen in love with him too, which is also wildly funny. What do you miss it? Is it something that you do you feature dance?
You know, I haven't yet because like everything kind of happened with the COVID and stuff like that. But right. I do plan on feature dancing. I want to feature dance like all over the place, like Philly and Florida. You don't like us, Philly.
I know you, dude. Philly's got great strip
clubs. No, I used to dance at the strip clubs in Philly. Yeah. Like I worked at the Penthouse before they closed down, and I mean it was a nice club. Be real, like it was huge.
Penthouse was nice.
But, huh?
Penthouse was really nice. We like Delilah's
it
is amazing.
Nice. Yeah, Delilah's. I mean, yeah, Delilah's is known for like a lot of like celebrity clientele too, like big time athletes and shit. And they have beautiful women too, and they're very selective on who they hire, which is kind of biased, but whatever. But anyways, no, I danced for a long ass time, and I can tell you, I've seen some crazy ass shit. Like I've had guys nut in their pants, so I'm like giving them lap dance. I've had
that's got a that's a compliment, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've seen some fucked up shit where guys like literally like they'll ball up the dollar bill hard as they can and like boom, like just chuck it and like try and hit you hard as shit with it. Like fucked
nothing,
up shit.
Nothing is sexier than a man pelting you with a dollar bill.
Like, literally, like hard as shit.
So I was on. I went to a buddy's bachelor party in Ohio. I think it was Ohio. Oh no, it was Tennessee. And we went out.
Totally similar.
We went out, kind of. We went out in Nashville one night, and like down into I forget whatever street it is that they close off, and you know everybody's drinking, wandering around. So we bring them to a strip club, and the deal with Tennessee is that they have like a moat around the stage, and like so because guys have to be 6 feet away from like the dancers or whatever, and so they had this
social
moat.
Distancing.
And you would, no, this is pre-social distancing, but anyway, state law or whatever. And so you would sit there and they, you know, you'd have your stack of dollars and they would tell you to throw the dollars onto the stage. And like, it was very weird. And I went in sober, mind you. So like, you know, you're like really kind of strange to be just like physically throwing money at people. But I will tell you, by the end of the night and after a bunch of drinks, you're fucking trying to land it in the garbage can where they're like collecting all the things. Like it's like raining down. You're balling them up, throwing them. It was a very weird feeling though, because I did not like, you know, like I, you know, usually you're just a nice person. You let it, put it down in front of you. You like tuck it into a, you know, a G string, like whatever. That like balling up and throwing thing was it
I've
took me
seen
a
that
little while.
before. I've seen that before at some clubs actually in Philly or outside Philly
Yeah.
actually, that where there is like a little moat around the stage.
They throw silver dollars.
Well, there was in Philly, Tegan Presley, back in the day, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, was dancing, and it might have been at Pat House. Pat House had this weird little behind the bar spot where you could like get up on the stage, but you had to they had like a trap
That was
door
a
set up.
while ago. They
And
closed that down. They didn't let girls back before they shut down. They didn't let girls back on that anymore.
so probably because of Tegan. So Tegan was stepping over the thing and she missed it and she went
Got
down.
hurt.
And it hit like her side. It lacerated like one of her organs. Like she was fucked up. She was in the hospital
That's probably
for like a
why.
week. She was like, I mean, we're friends with her. She was friends with some folks that were living like right out by the place. Like they had to like go to the hospital, like take care of her for a week. She was fucked up. Like it was pretty wild. So, dude, stripper injuries are real, man. That shit, like, what are,
I
tell
had
me your
the same
stripper injury.
incident happen. Yeah. So I was working and I was wearing triple stacks, and it was back before like I got into the porn industry or whatever the case may have been. And I was walking over to this guy that was like tipping me, and I was gonna like go shake my ass, and my fucking ankle gave out, and there was like a ledge like on this like above the stage kind of, and I fell and hit my ribs on the side of the ledge. Everybody seen it. Everybody was like, oh, like everybody saw. I just got up and kept shaking my ass because the guy in front of me just kept throwing 20s. So I was like,
You're
okay.
like, worth the injury. I'll take it.
Worth
Yep.
it.
Sabrina, what are the strip clubs out in, well, I guess in Barcelona or
Are there strip
anywhere else?
clubs? Are there good strip clubs in Barcelona?
I mean, define good, because yeah, that's the question. What do you understand by good? That's the thing. It's definitely different than in US, that's for
Okay.
sure. There is a completely different system here. I was actually working one night in strip club in Edinburgh, in Scotland, where I lived for 6 years.
Right.
And it was mortifying because there is no such a thing like throwing money on girls or something like it. You actually have to get like the guys have to get a tokens, and then they have to give you a token. And if they try to give you money, you have to show it to a CCTV. Really fucked up rules.
What the fuck?
That's why I never go back.
I
That's why I
don't.
go to camp. I was
That's.
like, it's not even paying my cost of my taxi, and on I'm not even telling. Oh yeah, you have to pay for your drinks if nobody buy them for you. If some people buy you the drinks, then you get like 10%. It was like the and they close at 2 p.m. because 2 a.m. in the morning,
Right.
because in Scotland after 2 a.m. you are not allowed to buy alcohol. It's prohibition. So they close at 2 a.m.
That's
and the whole
interesting.
party starts like hour before,
So I'm
maybe,
going to
for most
say
of the people.
no to the good strip clubs in there.
In Edinburgh, definitely not. I wouldn't even go in Scotland. I'm
Scottish.
not sure. Yeah, Scottish strip clubs
Scottish.
suck. If they even
That's
exist
not
still,
Sean
because
Connery.
I'm not sure if
Keep
they
it down,
exist after
puss.
the COVID. Most of the girls who I know moved to come work really quickly
Yeah.
after this experience.
No, for sure. I makes sense. I'm always, like I said, I'm always in amazement of like how dudes act in strip clubs. I mean, it's just like some
Like
guys, dude,
barbarians.
like
Hey,
wild
have you
fucking
seen
animals.
yourself?
I'm well behaved and I consider myself a wild animal in a strip club.
I've
Like
gone to
I've
strip club once with you, and that's it. And that was in Portland. And it was basically because we went there just because we were hungry. It was the only place that.
I ate
So in
lasagna,
Portland,
blah, blah, blah.
we
Anyways.
went to a place. So the strip clubs in Portland are all known for. They like have battles for their dinners and the kind of food they serve. Because
Well, you
the
have to
law over
serve
there is
food.
you have to have like a menu, an actual menu. It can't just be like, chicken fingers.
Right.
So these guys all get in. So there's like a vegan strip club. There's an Italian strip club. So we went to a strip club. Like the
What?
person who was showing us
Yeah.
around was
Who
like,
is strip club?
"Are you guys
That's
hungry?" And I'm like,
completely
"Yeah, we're hungry." And
different
would you
world
guys
from
like a 9.99 fucking filet mignon wrapped
T-bone
in
steak.
bacon?
Yeah.
No, it was a filet mignon wrapped in bacon.
Okay.
I remember. I'm like, yeah, maybe it was like 10.99, something like that. It was crazy cheap. So like, sure, why the fuck not? So now we go to this place. It was called Acropolis. Later on, found out the nickname for it is Acrapolis. So we go there, and they're like, "Oh, would you like the steak?" It was like steak, salad, all that shit. What the fuck was that noise?
It was you.
That was my phone.
Oh,
All right.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
She's blowing
I
up.
I don't know. I thought we were getting warned on something. So we all ordered steak. And what did Jay get? Lasagna.
Whatever.
Dude. This thing comes out. It's like this pile of slop covered in like fucking American cheese.
I'm still alive today. You know what? Like,
That is fascinating, by the way, that you're still alive. Fascinating.
It really is.
Fascinating. All right, Jay, you know what? It's time for the big F you.
It is. I'm ready.
It's 6 o'clock, dude. We're nearing our hour-ish.
We are at the hour-ish.
The hour.
Well.
Who wants to go first? Would you like to go first, or do you want me to?
I don't even have a big fuck you, so I'm gonna need.
So then I better go first.
I'm gonna need to start.
All right, so here's my big fuck you. My big fuck you. So you did Spirit Airlines a couple weeks ago, or somebody did?
I think I did. Yep.
Mine is to United Airlines this week, because I will tell you why. I get an alert that my card was just hit for fucking $800 or something like that, because I get the economy plus seating, with the extra legroom. Because I'm tall, and when we're flying, all over the place, I got a bad back, and, I like spending fucking Jay's money, so. He won't spring
funny,
first class.
It's funny, but it's true. Plus. Yeah.
So, anyway, but rather than paying the $140 per segment each time, because we fly at least, six times a year or more, usually.
At least.
Like, 10 times a year, probably, at least, we're flying somewhere. And... they just hit my card for the annual renewal of it, which, by the way, I never used last year's. So I'm thinking they're going to fucking, there was nothing I could do about it. They wouldn't return my money last year. I'm like calling them up and I'm like, listen, motherfuckers, I haven't been able to go anywhere. And you're going to fucking charge me as well. We already charged it. You want to cancel it? I'm like, well, can I cancel it? No, then why the fuck are you asking me? What do they do? I'm on the phone for fucking, by the way, for 48 minutes to talk to somebody with this shit and, get passed around like fucking, the hot drunk chick or whatever at Jay's frat party. And
my frat party.
Jay's frat party. Because
I'm in a frat.
Fraternity of one. But anyway, what I do, Jay? I get an email finally. So now they tell me, okay, well, we can't do anything for on your phone. You have to email them. So now I email them. On this fucking, pre-filled form or whatever, send an email in. We'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I swear to God, at 47 hours and 59 fucking minutes, I get an email.
Go fuck yourself. Said, Jay? Fuck you.
Here's a $50 certificate to be used on travel. So the good news, Jay, is my next flight is going to be $50 cheaper.
The bad news is I'm still paying for it.
We have money, we need $800 fucking reimbursed my credit card. But United Airlines, the bad news for you is you have the big fuck you. So for the many, many millions of people who are seeing this right now.
Trillions, probably.
Trillions, like McDonald's hamburgers. Fuck you, United Airlines.
All right. That was a good one.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Who else has a fuck you?
Honestly, I feel like my fuck you is still Corona.
She's still on it.
I'm still on that motherfucking Corona. Like, Fuck Corona.
All right, there's Kiki's. A double fuck you to coronavirus.
What about you? Come on, Sabrina.
Well, I will definitely have to come with a shitty internet connection.
Your internet connection's good.
That was the original thing that started the big fuck you, mind you. Comcast.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine. I see myself in so many pixels. I can imagine how...
No, you look good, actually.
You look crystal clear. You're great on this end.
Seriously, you look crystal clear. You're not lagging at all. It's just on your end. I'm lagging to me.
I was thinking it was bad connection.
Nope.
No. It's perfect. You're fine.
When you rewatch it, you'll see it.
All right, big fuck you to bad internet. That's why I actually moved from Prague, and that's why I moved from UK.
For internet? Better internet?
Internet and Brexit, okay? That was UK.
Okay.
Interesting.
But Brexit is already overdone, so I'm not even mentioning it. I won't give them the space, I won't give them the publicity anymore. But the internet in Prague, it was so fucking shit. I couldn't stream, and streaming is kind of important for me because... Yeah, well, as an ambassador for the streaming company, I supposed to have a really good internet, but I had actually beta show, like for the invest but investors and everything, and it almost melt a cables in my fucking walls. Literally, it was so bad.
Yeah,
it's
something, kind of... something about being a webcam ambassador and then having like a pixelated video feed, probably not a good thing. Like that's like
but you're not pixelated.
But
here.
You are not pixelated here. You are crystal clear. You look as shiny as Dan's forehead.
The second I saw how speedy internet they have, I was gone from Prague.
Nice.
You have a unicorn on your chest. Like, that's how clear you are. I could tell it's a unicorn.
I have three of them, so it's not so clear anymore. Or you have bad glasses.
No, wait. No. Is it your hair is blocking two of them?
One.
Oh, there's no. Yep. No, it was there. There you go.
There's three. See, yep. Now I can
see. But you said no nudity, so I'm covering them. That's it.
No boobies.
Cover boobies.
You got to keep Jay
and
in check.
I'm like 90% of boobies, so I have to cover most of them.
All right, Jay. So Jay, you had so big fuck you to bad internet, Jay. What is your
suck my balls.
You especially in Prague. You can suck your balls.
Suck my balls.
Wait.
Internet. Puss,
is that what modified means?
Ball sucker.
I'm not so modified. Shut up.
You know what, Dan? I am going to break the mold of the big fuck you today for the first time.
I'm already
No, I really am. And that is because we're now a week into producing Exotica, the Exotica Expo back again. And I honestly we talked about it last week too. Like I'm so fucking happy that the world is moving again and that things are going that I just maybe there are little things that would have been a very easy fuck you a couple of weeks ago are kind of like washed. So instead I'm going to Nick's, there you go, the big fuck you. And I'm going to give the credit to the other side, which is what a lot of people don't know is we started production with Exotica last week, and we've kept all of our full-time employees on, through the pandemic, through everything. We have...
Granted, we're starving.
we're starving, but we've kept everybody paid and payroll running. We've kept...
Slim is good.
Everything going. We now are going back into production. We have 100% of our team from when we, had shut down. So everybody is back on board. And one of the most amazing things about it is we have a bunch of awesome sponsors with the show. We refunded $1,000 through coronavirus. So vendors that, wanted their money back couldn't, whatever. So you think about all of the money that we've collected leading up to the show and literally your MyFreeCams, Chatterbait, Twisted Cherry, Bad Dragon, Clips for Sale. All of these guys, Cam4, literally kept all of their money with us when they could have requested it back, which would have put us dark, which would have stopped us paying people, which would have put us in a really shitty position. So I'm going to flip the big fuck you to the big thank you this time around to those guys that really, honestly kept us afloat.
Aww,
seriously.
It's a fluffy fuck.
And so, they literally, it's a great plug, but a very true statement in that we wouldn't be here in the shape that we are if it wasn't for them. So ultimately, I don't have a big fuck you. I'm cool with all, I got nothing but love this week because, after the fucking last 15 months that we've dealt with, I'm just happy to fucking be here in one piece with Puss
right,
Puss
Jay.
And
blah,
and
blah,
myself.
Blah, Puss Puss. And Flesh Blade over there. Jay's Indian name would be He Who Comes on Hotel Towels.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you, Dan?
First thing he does, that's what he's looking most for.
Where did this come from? I don't know. Listen, calm down, Puss Puss. We're moving along.
Too much sugar. That's what it is. Sugar rush. Don't eat those sweets.
Yeah, Dan.
Jay, it's not good for you.
He's high on Twizzlers. Don't listen to him.
You need me right now, Jay. You need me.
I just muted Dan, so nobody can hear him. So we're good. So we're just, yep, say it. Nope. No, nothing he can do. No. Let's see. Let's check back in with Dan. Hold on a second. Oh, no. See, now he's just faking noise. Dan, I really did mute you. So, you wouldn't have to fake it. Anyways, I love you, buddy. You're back to unmuted. No, you're full of shit.
We can still talk about your check last week.
Oh, here comes Pink.
Here, Pink, come on. Nope, she doesn't want to come up.
Okay, I don't blame her.
She's camera shy today.
All right, Danny boy. So take us out, man. What do we got?
Well, we got, let's see, Sabrina. Where can remind everybody where they can find you on the internet? There we go. And so you still got both social medias going, right?
Coming.
Sabi and Demonia.
My website is still coming. Sabi and Demonia, yes. Like Demonia, right?
Just like that.
A demon.
Like demon. I was trying to explain that, but nobody listened to me.
No.
I got it. I urge you.
I don't blame. Okay, good. Thank you, Puspus. So SabrinaKnight.com is still coming.
Oh my god.
So yeah, SabrinaKnight is still coming. It's like she's coming hard, you know, it's not yet done.
She's getting there.
Yeah, she's getting there. Exactly like that.
Okay, there you go. Yep. That's what I figured.
So check coming out hard. And make sure you guys go over to what was it, All Porn.
Yes, and I'm giving my OnlyFans to at least three people who will vote for me for free on the end of the voting, regardless if I win or not. So if anybody would like to win,
so seriously,
like,
right there,
you know, extra free access to 1 month of my OnlyFans, just go vote and post on Twitter, and I will be picking random people to win my OnlyFans.
I'm gonna win that shit.
There we go.
I'm going to.
I would love to have you on my OnlyFans, just saying.
Jay, go on her OnlyFans, Jay. Don't be such a type.
No, I'm on.
No, I was talking to Kiki.
It's here, and then go here. Go here, people.
I was talking to Kiki.
Nice job.
I can't put it over you, Jay. I wish I could put it over you.
I know.
You,
I wish you could. All right. So, and Kiki, right, where can people find more about you?
Kiki can
Twitter,
be found at
Instagram, OnlyFans, KikiKotXXX.com.
I don't have my song.
I know. We need a Sabrina song.
I should make like a little thing. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I know that song because of my kids and TikTok. So that was just my. You know.
Don't they drive or something?
The only song for me, it would be Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, theme song maybe, but it's not really well known. So.
Well, we will find it. There's not a Sabrina song I can think of.
No, there's got to be. We got to find it.
There was one singer in the 80s that was called Sabrina.
How about?
My mom was listening to it.
Nope.
Okay. You know what? You come back on with us, and we will find you a song. I promise.
We'll have a song.
The Sabrina, the
intro. Yeah, the intro to the show.
Yeah, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yep.
Right. Kiki, will you find a song for Sabrina?
Oh my God, this is where it all falls apart.
This is where this is, and you can find Jay and I in Chicago, July 16th through 18th. Look at that! Yay.
My birthday
is
September.
July 16th through 18th. Chicago, September.
September show because it's just after my birthday.
There,
you should come to.
We'll
you
come
come
celebrate
to the October
your
show too. Come celebrate your birthday at any of the shows you want, Sabrina. We'd love to have you. Kiki, hopefully we're going to see you in, well, definitely see you in Miami, we know.
Yeah.
But try and make it out to Chicago. It might be cool. I have an inkling,
I have a question. I'm going to message you guys.
Okay. Yeah, hit us up.
Well, we're going to go off of the air in a second, and we'll talk. We'll chat. But check us out. July 16th in Chicago, September 17th through 19th at Miami's Airport Convention Center in Miami. October 22nd through 24th in the greatest state in the United States of America, New Jersey, the Garden State. And December 3rd through 5th for our debut in Washington, D.C. By the way, Jay, did you know that Chicago is our 10th anniversary? Of course you fucking did, because you were there year one.
Yes, I did. So excited.
All right. So check us out, exoticexpo.com. Tickets are on sale. We got booths open. You know, stars, come on out. There's more to life than OnlyFans and freaking...
Staying at home.
That's get right. out there. There's a big
exactly.
wall to see people.
Big listen, for all, you should go out and like I did this week, support all your local artists, support all the things that you know that you've missed for the last 15 months.
But most
come
importantly,
to fucking
support
Exotica.
Us.
Yes. Yes.
And support us.
Yeah.
Because God knows me. And Jay, we're going to have to do like the show live from Exotica.
I know.
We can't really
I've been trying to figure. I'm starting to try.
I have ideas, Jay. I have ideas. Like the red carpet show to reopening Exotica.
Oh, it could get ugly. This might get
this
ugly.
This could be good. This could be good.
I'm down.
That's what listen,
what Puss wants, Puss gets. So we're ready to go.
Puss says, I'm going to embrace it, guys. I'm cool with it. I'm
yeah,
cool.
I like it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Jay.
It will be like, Puss Puss says, and everybody will have to
Yeah, it's like Simon says, like except Puss Puss.
Simon says, Puss Puss. Okay. Exactly.
I like this. We just invented a new game.
I was
going to
say it was a pleasure meeting you, but...
Oh, come on.
I know.
You tell me tough thing.
And Sabrina, it was Sabrina awesome
Pneumonia,
you.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Sabien Pneumonia. Sabien.
Yes.
Oh my God!
He's so uncultured.
I told you we should have ended like 3 minutes ago. That would never.
He went over to Sweden like the Muppet, going meter, meter, brisker, brisker, brisker.
I know.
Anyway,
good seeing you, everybody. Guys, check out. Until then, stay safe,
stay sexy, everybody, and until next week, enjoy our happy ending.
I have the Star Wars Lego set Death Star. But can you chug a sparkling water and not burp? Oh my gosh! What do I do?